All right, welcome back. We got some big guests coming on, Al, including Jason Kelce at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, and the great CNBC's Jim Cramer.
I watch him every day.
7:30. He's phenomenal.
Bye, bye, bye.
But here's the thing, Al.
What is it?
Probably the most important guest of the morning is John Stolness. Because he is an authority on two sports, and they're both in heavy play right now. He does the Phillies podcast, Hidden Season, the Eagles podcast, Eye on the Enemy. He's a writer for The Good Fight and for Bleeding Green Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, a two-sport authority, John Stolness. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
All right, John, we got a weird, juxtaposition of events going on. We're bringing in the coach, Doug Peterson, who performed the single greatest feat as a coach or manager I've ever seen. Because he did not get his team to choke after they lost the MVP after winning the first 9 out of 10 games. Why didn't the Eagles choke when they lost Wentz 4 years ago?
I think when I keep coming back to what Doug Peterson did with Nick Foles and the rest of the coaching staff, I think it all comes down to humility. With Doug Peterson being willing to be flexible, to change things up, to listen to coordinators, to listen to the other folks on his staff, and to come up with a plan, and to be nimble enough to completely change the way they ran their offense, and to be able to identify what it is Nick Foles did best, to listen to Nick Foles when I'm sure he added his input on the things that he liked best, and to then be able to execute it. And so it's thinking on your feet and having the humility to change what it is you'd been doing all year that was so successful. And that is the reason, at least when the regular season rolled around and in the early stages of the playoffs, when the offense was still trying to find its feet, to be able to make that happen. And that's one of the reasons I've always loved Doug Peterson, is I don't think he's one of those me-first head coaches where it's all about him and his scheme and all that.
Absolutely correct. I agree with you 100%. But so he is actually speculating as to what kind of greeting he's going to get when he runs out of the field on Sunday. What do you think? All positive?
Yeah, universally. I can't find you'd have to search high and low to find an Eagles fan that would say something bad about Doug Peterson, I think. I think he's still universally loved in the city. I mean, he turned in maybe the greatest coaching job in Super Bowl history when he beat Bill Belichick the way he did it. When you consider all of the aggressiveness on fourth downs, the Philly special, out-coaching the greatest head coach in NFL history on the biggest stage, I think he will always be embraced in Philadelphia and universally loved.
All right, John, here's the thing now. I looked this up because it still bothers me he got fired, because I thought he was still a damn good coach. Yeah. He got 3 years after what you just said is maybe the greatest Super Bowl performance ever. He got 3 years and then got fired. Andy Reid, one of the worst Super Bowl performances in 05, and got 8 additional seasons to try to win a Super Bowl here. Why did Reid get so much more time than Doug did?
Well, I think Joe Banner and Andy Reid, maybe they had a better – I don't really know the answer to that question, but you had different GMs. So Joe Banner was GM when Andy Reid was here, and you had Howie Roseman, who was the GM when Doug Peterson was here.
And Andy had tremendous power, too.
Yeah, he did have power.
Did.
I guess they couldn't just fire him the way they could with Doug.
Right. And they never, like I said, I think when I was on with one of you guys before an earlier time, I don't think they ever really, even after the Super Bowl, really fully embraced Doug Peterson as the head coach. He wasn't their first choice. And even after everything he did, I still think there was some in the organization that didn't fully embrace him as the guy, you know, moving forward long term.
Very, very true. In Rob Thompson, the interim manager of the Phillies, do you see similar qualities and the similar ability to get his team not to choke with the biggest games coming up?
Well, I mean, I think there's only so much Rob Thompson can do, right? I mean, this is I can't believe we're watching the same thing happen now under a third manager. And when you look at all the different changes, I mean, they tried the blame the manager scenario this year, right, by getting rid of Joe Girardi, bringing in Rob Thompson, and it did look like things were going to be different. And it's happening again. And I think if you keep saying, well, it's the manager's fault, well, we have the wrong manager, you're just going to run into the same problems. I think Rob Thompson's been fine. I think there have been some moves he's made over the last few weeks that I don't necessarily agree with. I think there have been some bullpen issues with his game management, but it's the players. It's these players who are coming up small in big situations. And I think Rob Thompson has created a relaxed atmosphere in the clubhouse. It sounds like everybody loves him. The young players have played better under Rob Thompson. I think he's done all he can do. And I don't know what it's going to take for this team to pull out of this slide, but I do see similarities between Thompson and Doug Peterson, but I don't know. It might not be enough.
All right, here's the thing, though. Those Eagles teams, in addition to Peterson, they had Kelce, phenomenal leader, winner. They had Malcolm Jenkins, who was the backbone of that defensive team. Where is Harper here? Isn't Harper and the $300 million, John, isn't part of it because he's this kind of a leader? Why isn't he changing the culture?
I think he brings a certain kind of energy to the team, but I don't know if it's the right kind of energy that you need in a playoff spot like this. I mean, this team needs a Jimmy Rollins in the worst way. You know, they need one of those confident, boisterous guys to walk into the clubhouse, a guy who's going to rally the whole team around him. And I don't know that Bryce Harper's that kind of leader. I think he's more of an on-field leader than an off-field leader. I think everybody looks to Kyle Schwarber as the clubhouse leader of this team, and that's because when you look at it, Bryce Harper hasn't won anything at the major league level.
Well, Schwarber has. He tried to steal. He stole a base last night, John. He's not having an impact either.
No, well, I guess I think you need more than one guy. And when I said the team needs Jimmy Rollins, I mean, they also had Chase Utley and Ryan Howard leading in different ways, too. And you just look up and down this roster, they don't have anyone who has had postseason success other than Kyle Schwarber. Everyone else on this roster has either never been to the playoffs or has been one and done. So they're missing something. Yeah, everybody can see it. When they're at the plate, They look tense. They do not look like a quiet, a confident and relaxed baseball team. It looks once again like the moment is too big for them. Even Kyle Schwarber last night, with runners on first and second and two out in the bottom of the eighth inning, looked overmatched in his plate appearance. They look like they are so afraid of failing that the weight of all of this is starting to push down on their shoulders. And you know, they've been saying for these last few weeks, we're a different team. This is a different team. But you've got to actually come through in clutch situations in order to disprove everybody's thoughts about you, and they're not doing it.
If you have just tuned in, John Stolis, an authority on the Phillies and Eagles, just said the Phillies choked, are in the midst of a choke. All right, John, two pivotal questions. Number one, do you think the Phillies will make the playoffs?
I don't at this point.
Wow! Oh,
I don't.
Oh.
How can you? I'll put it this way. What have they shown you over these last few weeks that makes you believe they're going to turn this around? And I say nothing. And I think we were looking at the opponents and the Cubs and Nationals over the course of this week and thought, well, there's going to be some easy wins. I think the fact they're playing their last 10 games on the road and the Brewers have their last 9 games at home, I think we may have underestimated how big of an advantage that was for Milwaukee. But also, I really felt like the team was past this kind of thing. And they're clearly not. I don't know how they pull out of it. I just don't know how they pull out of it.
And finally, Doug Peterson versus his old team. Who's going to win Sunday at the Lick?
I think the Eagles will continue to roll. They are just playing such efficient football right now. They look like a dominant team. And I love what Doug Peterson is doing with Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. Everybody forgets how hyped Trevor Lawrence was coming out of college. And Urban Meyer essentially made everyone forget about him last year. Doug Peterson's reminding everybody, hey, we have a franchise quarterback. And if there's anybody who can make a great quarterback out of Trevor Lawrence, it's Peterson. But I do think they're going to struggle against the defense. They're playing at a really high level right now. Everything's clicking for the Eagles. And I think Peterson's going to get a huge ovation. And then I think the Eagles win this thing by a touchdown.
Love it. John Stolis. Great stuff, John. Thank you, pal. There you have it, Al. He's got and I think he's probably right on both counts.
I don't think
the Phillies are going to make it. Oh, wow. And then who's buying tickets next year?
Yeah,
they couldn't sell like tickets this year,
and it's hard because they'll start on the road anyway. Like that, a lot of the teams benefit when they make the playoffs and have home games because people buy tickets for the next season.
But when you reinforce your image as a choker, less and less people are going to believe in
you. Yeah, it's true.
And that's where they are right now.
Yeah, they are.
They have, these eight games will determine the entire career of Rob Thompson. He will never get a managing job if they blow this. And it will also leave a mark on all of the stars on this team because they allowed this choke to happen. It's a fascinating thing to watch.
And he does not sound like a dynamic leader.
No, yeah.
I mean, they're operating on their own.
That may be unfair. Let me hear a little bit of Canadian Rob Thompson.
I don't know. I think they're trying to do too much at times. You know,
All right, that's enough.
That's enough.
You're right, Jones. 100%. Canadians, no Canadians, though. Some of them don't have the pizzazz Keith Jones does. Let's go to Gary next. Hi, Gary.
Hey, morning, Ange. How you doing?
I'm doing a hell of a lot better than the Phillies, Gary.
That's for damn sure. Yeah, that's a bunch of choke artists. And you're right. I mean, big stiffs, you know, making all the money and they can't do anything. They come up small and big times, you know?
They had 16 runners in scoring position, 11 hits, 2 for 16 with runners in scoring position. If that is not a choke, could you please tell me what that is?
That's a choke. I mean, again, you say 11 hits, but don't forget, 10 of them 11 hits were singles.
Yes, and singles where they didn't get you anything out of it. No,
exactly.
It's, Gary, as soon as they get a big spot in a game,
yep.
Thank you.
I mean,
been working on that all day.
You're good at that.
Thank you.
You got the top two baseball players in Major League Baseball right now that haven't been in the playoffs. Did you think they want to be a little more competitive.
I'm with you, Gary. Hey, Gary, how old are you?
I'm 55.
All right, good. Then you might be good at this question. This is for tickets in the NovaCare complex. Al is going to pick the top three. I'm sorry, the NovaCare suite. Al is going to pick the top three. We're going to put in a hat. Gary, how can you tell you're getting older?
The morning after you had ice cream the night before. And you realize you're lactose tolerant.
Ooh, Al, that means you get diarrhea.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, here's the thing is we don't have to highlight.
He used a different term. I think.
I'm an expert. I am lactose intolerant.
No, he said lactose tolerant.
Anyway, if you're tuning in, you want to know why we're asking this question. And I got to be honest, Al, I thought I'd get a little more sympathy from the callers.
Why?
I was told on Tuesday after the show when I went to see a doctor that I will require a hearing aid.
Sure, you heard him right.
And then just...
That's what he said. Can you repeat that?
And in just a couple of weeks, I will have that hearing aid here on the show.
You're going to take it out after like a day.
I don't think so.
Because you're going to hear stuff you don't want to.
Yeah, he might hear himself.
Are things being said behind my back that I don't hear?
I sometimes say them right to you.
And you still don't hear.
Well, see, women, they said I'm less likely to hear the voice of a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some guys are told trying to get that fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do I want to fix that for?
Yeah, you're the one.
It seems like the perfect affliction.
Hey, can't hear your own voice.
Really?
592-9494. We come back. Hold on. We got a big day coming up. Jim Cramer. He's awesome.
Legend.
Yes. Huge Eagles fan.
Yep.
The number one voice on business in America.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
And Al, he also has a business thing to deal with because Jeff Lurie's in the top 250 now among billionaires in America.
Yeah.
And it's because of these fans. All right, 7:23 is your time right now. And I just want to say, Rhea calls me late yesterday. She goes, we can get Jim Cramer tomorrow for CNBC.
Courtesy of the Eagles. I'd like to thank them.
Hello. Thank you, Bob Lang and the people at the Eagles for helping us with this. And I went, well, that's cool, but I know he's a huge Eagles fan. I want to talk about that, but I have to use his business expertise, don't I, Al?
Absolutely.
Sure enough, I get rescued.
What happened?
The numbers came out on the richest Americans. And
congrats.
Jeff Lurie, for the first time, is in the top 250.
Bye.
Jeff Lurie is now the 241st richest American.
Nice.
Al, and here's he is worth, according to Forbes magazine, $4.4 billion.
Wow.
Now, here's where it gets fun and interesting. That is less money than the actual Eagles are valued at. The Eagles are valued at $4.9 billion.
Hmm.
And I went to Jonesy because he's business savvy. He's very rich.
Yep.
And Jonesy, you said that probably the rest is his ex-wife.
Yeah, I would think. I would think even more than that.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, maybe he's got other holdings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he's worth $4.4 billion. By the way, the top sports owner was Steve Cohen of the Mets. He's 38th. He's
wow.
making yeah. serious. And the number one guy is Elon Musk.
Oh, Tesla.
He got that. And then right after him, he's doing a lot of space stuff now too, Musk.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, so here's the best thing now. And this is what I want to ask Jim Cramer about. Al, when you're looking for great investment, is there a better one than a sports franchise?
It's unbelievable.
And ladies and gentlemen, and this is because of you, the fans, the passion, the support you give to that franchise. In the past 1 year, 12 months, the value of the Philadelphia Eagles has gone up a staggering 29%. Jonesy.
It's amazing. You think about the times that we're in. We've just gone through the pandemic, and it goes up 29%.
That is amazing, and that is a testament to the passion and love for that
it
team
is.
This city
and,
has.
And really for the NFL.
It's just a testament to TV. The Phillies went up like,
yeah.
I don't know how much.
The NFL, I'm guessing any sports franchise pretty much in our country is idiot-proof. Yeah. It always seems to go up.
The NFL,
I don't ever
for
see.
Sure.
The only thing on TV. Sure. The only thing on TV you have to watch live.
The NFL, you got the money to buy one, you're in. But and I want to run a couple of these things by Jim, and he's also involved now in a nice beverage.
Oh,
which
yeah?
I think would go well with the sports event.
Yep.
It's mezcal.
Ah.
And by the way, I had a little debriefing on it from Ava Graham.
Right.
Who is kind of a lush.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said that, Al, it's a derivative of tequila.
Nice. So it's a strong drink.
It's a smoky.
Then she started with the smoky, and I went, all right.
How was your debriefing?
Ava is an authority on alcohol. She has dedicated her life to it.
Tequila is like a derivative of a subtopic of mezcal. Mezcal is the overarching. So it's agave. Mezcal uses all agave.
This is what it was. I stopped her.
Tequila is a specific
agave. He began
agave.
To glaze over.
I stopped her. Once I got the agave, I said leave.
Everybody knows that.
All right. You don't think I knew it was agave?
No. Yeah. I mean, it's a variety of agaves. Right. Mezcal.
Me.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Just get out. All right. Stuart is up from Collegeville. Hi, Stuart.
Hi.
How are you, my friend?
How are you? The only thing I want to say as far as the Eagles go is I wish they would. I hope they find a kick returner that works.
Well, no, it's not just the kick returner. Do you understand there's never any room to run? That's because their blocking patterns on special teams are awful, and that's an absolute reflection of the special teams coach, Michael Clay.
Agreed, and also I think when you see kick returners are successful, they run north and south, not east and west.
You're right, and I'm Stu, it's time we start focusing on special teams because right now the other two units are doing okay.
Yeah, I agree.
They don't need our help, but I think special teams might.
As far as the other thing, I think I'm glad that you brought this up. I developed something called sensorineural hearing loss last year. Oh. I'm driving somewhere, and 1 second I'm hearing, the next second it's gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and what happens
is that when Jonesy talks?
No, shut up, Al. This is serious. This man has an affliction. Go ahead, Stu.
Oh, he can't hear us.
Stuart?
If you're under 50... you have like a 6% chance of getting it. If you're over 50, it's a 16% chance of getting it. And they don't know what causes it. It's...
All right, hold on a minute.
I can't hear a thing.
This is happening. I'm not getting this now, right?
I didn't hear him.
Is he doing this on purpose?
No, no.
He's back.
Stu, we keep losing you.
Well, can you hear me now?
Yeah, but it sounds like people listening are thinking they have this thing.
They may. And also, I was lucky enough to know a nurse who got me down to a Jefferson Hospital, and I got 6 weeks of needles in my ear.
Oh,
that's
with prednisone, and basically, instead of losing 100% of my hearing, I only lost 73% of my hearing, and I'm currently wearing hearing aids, and I hate them.
You do not like them. They are not helping you?
I keep them. I take them in and out because I don't like them.
Because do they make you feel old or because they don't help you that much?
Both.
Okay. Stuart, you know what? It's a depressing thing to think about, but when you have to get a hearing aid, you're probably getting old. That's all I can say. Give me a thing you do that makes you know you're getting older.
Let me see. Probably I end up in the bathtub after I ride my bicycle because my legs are hurting.
His legs are hurting, Al. Put that down. Sore legs. All right? Al, give us the list.
This is a really...
God, this
makes me
lifting.
Feel so good.
John Johnson gave me this. Do you think he would go negative? Go ahead, Al. What do we have so far?
It's really an uplifting list. You wake up and you have a hard time... You have a hard time waking up and feeling good. You have
that was painful.
That wasn't even one.
Elevating.
Just give the
elevating.
List.
I can't do this.
All right,
list.
Never mind.
ED, that was it. ED.
Forget it. It's too late now. On the line of this, what a great honor this is. Is the number one voice on finance in America CNBC. The great Jim Cramer. Jim, we are honored to have you on our show.
Well, I am honored to be on your show because it's the most important show when it comes to sports in the world.
Wow. I love the way you talk. Before we get into the business stuff, Jim, I want to first say that apparently you are involved. Your wife, Lisa, has inspired something new called Phosphoro Mezcal, and you're going to make a couple of big appearances this weekend. Tell me about this product. What's going on with it?
Too kind. Yeah, I'm going to be at the Phosphoro tasting. It's going to be at Ardmore. What do that makes me know I'm getting older? How about I can't remember that Chico Ruiz stole home?
Oh no, Jim, you weren't alive for that. That was 64.
Oh no, my dad had tickets. He had never done anything for me. He had tickets. It was a very big deal.
Wow. All right. So Ardmore Shopping Center, State Store, 12 to 2. Then 4 to 6, you're going to be at 180 West Girard Avenue, both in the city, where people can get an opportunity to meet you and your wife and to try the mezcal. You say you got free samples, Jim?
Oh yeah, we'll try it. And we got one that's it's called Penca that's dark, and then we got a Blanco. It's funny because I still call it Girard. Does anyone still call it Girard Avenue?
Yes,
my mother does.
180 West Girard.
Hey, Jim, I got it. First of all, we know what a huge Birds fan you are. What do you think about 3-0 so far?
Well, first, I can't believe I'm on Thursday because that's Kelce Day.
And Kelce, that's right.
Kelce's my hero, so that's a big deal. 3-0 is amazing.
Uh-oh, he's cutting out.
We appear to be losing Jim. Joe, see if we can reconnect with Jim Cramer because this is how I don't understand. Like sometimes the most important people, and then they don't. The cell doesn't.
I watch them every day.
Do you know Rhea twice had to call me yesterday, and she ended up calling me on my landline.
Al, I'm talking to him, and he's all of a sudden he sounds like a robot.
And I'm like a robot.
No.
Hold on, Jim. We lost you for about 30 seconds there, so let's resume. Well, Eagles, are you excited about the Birds?
What you said about Peterson? Coach Peterson?
Yeah. No, we have to, Jim, we're going to have to call you back. Joe, fix this, please. Jim, we're going to call you back because I got to talk. Al, this is like the biggest honor to have this guy. Al, here's the thing.
Yes.
If he was only speaking to billionaires.
Right.
Do you think he would say, buy a sports team?
Probably.
Because
he would realize it's also fun. In addition to the money, it's also a hell of a lot of fun. You can actually—it's a very competitive thing. I think his show should be a model for a betting show. It is spectacular to watch the energy and my wife who doesn't care anything about just keeps watching because it's like a blast.
Well,
there's noises coming. It is terrific.
Well, he is. A lot of people try to copy. No one's ever been able to do it at his level.
It's absolutely not.
It's a phenomenal.
He wears the Eagles stuff all the time. It's cool.
He's older than he looks too.
So, but here's the thing.
And his schedule. You think our schedule's bad?
Right.
He's up like 3 in the. I can't. I follow him on Twitter. He's up like 3 in the morning and then at midnight again. It's unbelievable.
All right, but just tell me this. All right, so he's going to be. We're still trying to connect with him. It's a difficult thing. Ardmore Shopping Center. That's from 12 to 2 at Girard Avenue, 4 to 6. He'll get deluged with people.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
And here's the thing. If you're a business, Josie, because you're kind of this for our show. Mm-hmm. If you're a business expert, people are going to want tips, right?
Yes, they will.
Will they say, you know, do I go with bonds right now?
Yeah, there's a lot of tough questions.
The market's been bad right now, right?
Yes.
What do I do with that? And then But then don't you feel bad if the advice you gave turned out not to work
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. There's a responsibility with that, right?
Because I'll be honest with you, people often will ask me who's going to win the next game.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
I'm wrong every bit as much as I'm right.
Yeah, it's a lot easier not to answer,
but
isn't it?
Oh, no, but I do answer.
I know.
Because I want to come across in that moment as an expert.
Yeah.
So I go, no problem. Eagles by 12. And then they lose by 20, and I don't take the guy's call.
You need
call.
To run a big disclaimer right after you finish your answer.
I don't know. I don't know how else to handle
That's what you do in business.
You do?
Yeah.
Just
There's
disclaim?
A huge disclaimer after that.
All right.
An opinion.
We are going to try this again, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try all over to talk to the great Jim Cramer. Jim, I don't know what's going on there, but we missed a lot of nuggets of wisdom.
Well, the nuggets of wisdom had to do with 64, and yes, I did have tickets to the World Series. How much you are so right that we're going to give a standing O to Coach Doug.
Beautiful.
How much we love our team and what Coach Nick is doing. And most importantly, I love your show. I used to be on WPHT, but I would listen to your show before him because you had every great player you had. By the way, you got Kelsey. I can't believe I'm on Thursday. And wow. I just love your show, and I love your attitude, which is always to call it like you see it.
Jim, I this is one of the great honors of my life to hear you say that because you're a hero of mine. And I just
you take
business, which is pretty. Al knows. Al's a bigger business guy. Now. Al, doesn't he make it entertaining?
It is so entertaining.
Could you tell him what your wife does?
My wife doesn't even care anything about stock market. Well, is mesmerized watching just the everything going on. It's like the energy that comes out of the TV is incredible. And I think it should be modeled for, like, some sports shows. It's just terrific, just the energy. If you're marginally interested, even if you're not going to go dive into the market, it is really entertaining.
Oh, thank you. Well, we try to do that. Try to suffuse my Philadelphia-isms, because they matter to me more than anything, with a business aspect, but it's really a sports show about business. And all of it is about everything that goes on, whatever the season is. And what I see right now, the show is very upbeat, even though the market's down, because we're 3-0.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great reason. Jim, I want to meld the two together for a second, because I just found out Forbes magazine said Jeff Lurie is the 241st richest person in America, and that the Eagles went up 29% in value in 1 year. Jim, is there a better investment in the world than a sports franchise, especially the NFL?
No. My buddy Dave Tepper, who was my boss at Goldman, bought the Panthers. And I have to tell you, I think they're worth 25-30% more. He just bought them a couple of years ago. He's a great investor. You know, I think Jeff Lurie's a great man because of what he does for autism. And he gave me my father's seat when my father passed away. Uh-huh. And it's on set. And I don't think there's a finer man. And I still call him Mr. Lurie. I cannot bring myself to call him Jeff.
Wow. But so all the years you've been on, you've made a fortune. Can't you buy one of these teams yourself, Jim?
I actually did think about putting together a group of people because it's very hard for me to do it myself. I thank you for saying that I said you think I could do it. And you know, but it'll probably end up being a minor league team that I could buy. Like, you know, I don't want to buy the Iron Pigs because of that name. I would change it. But I love Philadelphia. I do. I love Philadelphia so much. I'm coming in to sign the Phosphoro bottles with my wife. She hates it when I say we because she says, you act like you're playing. I'm not playing. But you know, there are people who are like we, like Kelsey, who on the parade, which was probably one of the most important days of my life, it identified exactly with everything we are. And I'm very proud of the fact that I've been a season ticket. I get choked up because, you know, we won the Super Bowl. I'll never forget that. We did it against great adversity. And I can't believe I'm on your show because my father would listen to your show every day of his life. And he would say, hey, look, Angelo doesn't like this guy or Angelo likes this guy. And that was kind of how we decided whether we like somebody or not.
Wow. I am sorry because I was wrong a lot, Jim.
No, because you had an opinion. It's the same thing as having an opinion on stocks.
Ah.
You're right more than you're wrong. We started our Phosphoro on the first week in Philadelphia on the first weekend of this year. I feel like we're a little bit like Jordan Davis. This show has mattered. I don't think you know how much this show has mattered.
Wow.
Because this is the show where the truth is told. And I have to tell you, I mean, when you had on December 7th of 2020, you had Doug Peterson, and he said that he had total faith in management, that management liked him, And it was heartbreaking when they let him go. Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because I know the way he was on your show and how proud he was and how he put Hurts in. And so how can you not like a guy who did that?
So, Jim, when you're at the game Sunday, you will give him a big ovation for what he did for us?
And anybody I see booing, anybody, I'm going to have to visit exactly what and talk to them about what they're thinking. Now, I will not. I've only hit one person the whole time. In 25 years, I've only hit one person, and that was because someone in Green Bay, wearing a Green Bay jersey, was saying horrible things about McNabb, and my father said, somebody's going to hit that guy, and I clocked them, and I was 62. Now, that's a little old to do that, but I will clock anybody who doesn't give him a standing up.
Wow, Jim, you really are an Eagles fan.
I put my dad's cap on, unfortunately, when he passed away. Because of how much he loved the birds. He never got to see the win or me throw out the first pitch, which, by the way, if you put me on the mound right now, I think we could actually do a little better. But Philly sports is everything.
Wow. Well, Fosforo Mezcal is what it is called, and Jim will be in our area at the Ardmore Shopping Center from 12 to 2, 180 West Girard Avenue from 4 to 6. And Jim, needless to say, there'll be tremendous turnouts because you are a hero in this city. A hero.
I love the city. I can't believe I'm before Jason Kelce. I'm going to support Underdog, his terrific charity, because he is a tremendous, tremendous leader of our city. And probably, I think, well, let me think about it, what center has ever played better than him?
You're right. You're right. Jim, I hope I'm not out of line to end this with a request.
Sure.
Could you give Philadelphia an Eagles cheer?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, fly, Eagles, fly. I picked Mac Hollins. They let me pick Mac Hollins. Howie Roseman announced it on the stadium steps. And can you believe that guy is now playing good football?
I think it was your mojo. It was your mojo. Jim, thank you so much for doing this.
I love you guys. Thank you for letting me on.
Right back at you, Jim Cramer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Bye-bye-bye! How great is that guy? Wow. I don't know what to say. WIP Sports Time 742.
Hey, you know football season is underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook.
All right, 747. Yes. I normally would have to promote it, but Jim Cramer just did. Jason Kelce's coming up in a few minutes, Alan. He wants to be known as Fat Batman.
Yeah.
Nice. And we will ask him about that. But right now, let's get some calls in here. We got Betsy and Sharon Hill. Hi, Bets.
Hi, Angelo.
How you doing, Betsy?
Today is my 65th birthday, Angelo.
Wow. Okay. Let me tell you something. You got a lot of good years left, Betsy.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to you about the Eagles and the Phillies.
All right. What do you want to say?
The Eagles first. I will never forgive Howie Roseman for saying that Carson Wentz is the man after Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. And if every Eagles fan doesn't show up on Sunday with a Nick Foles jersey on and a Super Bowl t-shirt on and give Doug Peterson a standing ovation, I'm going to be really upset.
All right, Bets. Yes on the ovation, but how he made up for it, how he won you a championship, and how he has rebuilt this roster into a team that a lot of people think will challenge for another Super Bowl. So let's give Howie a break here. Howie has done some great work in the last couple of years. Great work.
Yeah, I will give him that.
Yep.
I think a good Super Bowl matchup might be Hurts against, believe it or not, Tua, because
wow.
I watched both of them in college when Hurts was at Alabama and Oklahoma, and of course Tua when he was at Alabama, and that would be a really good Super
Tua
Bowl.
Playing tonight, Ange. Apparently, he's totally fine.
Yeah, he recovered in a miraculous way. Betsy, that may be just a tad presumptuous, but I would love that concept. I like it. What do you want to say about that choking team, the Phillies?
I don't know what to say, Angelo. I've been watching them for 55 years, and if you contrast this team with the 2008 team, that would probably give you a pretty good idea of why I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs this year.
No, I think we're going to get the first results. I don't think we got the results yet on how many people think they're not going to make it. But I want to tell you, I'll bet it's more than 50%. And they still lead. Betsy, they lead and have a tiebreaker. And most of us are going to assume they will choke out the last eight games and blow it again this year. And you know what? If they do, who's going next year? Who's going? This is a team every year. 2018, they lost 9 of their last 11. 2019, 9 of their last 12. 2020, 7 of their last 8. Last year, 6 of their last 7. How many years do you choke before somebody does something to change the culture?
Well,
what are you changing?
They thought they
I don't know.
It. Yeah.
That's why I'm here and not there. Because somebody there's got to figure out why they choke every year. So, Betsy, give me a reason why you know you're getting older.
I applied for Medicare, Angelo.
She applied for Medicare. And what I have learned about Medicare is, Al, it does not cover everything.
Oh, really?
No? Mm.
It's supposed to be pretty good, though, isn't it?
Not for the hearing aid thing.
Well, now you can go to the CVS and get a hearing aid. I don't know why you...
No, that's not a real hearing.
It is.
Well, it's
it was
not
a big.
Like,
it was a big
I'm
thing.
Going to experts.
Well, I'm not an expert, but you can get it a lot cheaper now. They did away with all the rules about that.
Do they beep in your ear?
Why do you hear? What do you want to hear beeps for?
Beep.
Because then you have to push a butt.
Beep.
Oh, it's like Pavlov's dog.
And here's the thing. So I'm doing this out with the.
Were
with
you
the
backing
button.
Up at the same
did
time?
You guess.
No. And then I started to get nervous. Because I wasn't hearing anything for a long time.
You know what? Doesn't it drive you nuts about eye and hearing tests that you try to win them?
I did. No, Rhea. So now I'm cheating. Yes. And I'm going, come on, it's been too long. I better put one in here. And now I'm hitting the button when I don't hear squat.
You have to train yourself to not cheat on those
tests. No, I did cheat. And it didn't work because then she came out. And there's a nice little woman there. And she went, go see the other guy. You got problems, kid.
She didn't say kid.
No, she didn't. Andy from Deptford's out of line. Hi, Andy.
Yo, Ange, what's up, pal?
Andy, what are you thinking of this Phillies team? Are they choking again?
Are they choking? It's been over a decade of the same problem, right? Not hitting in key situations with runners in scoring position. How long have they struggled with that?
Long time.
Consistent starting pitching. How long have they struggled with that?
Ever since Nola got here.
Jesus. And a bullpen. Like, come on, man. This team, they have no sizzle to them.
So what do you, I mean, that you're representing here with the fans thing because they haven't been going to the games. Not the way they should in a pennant race. What happens if they blow this one? Who's going next year?
Nobody. The only way they can get a crowd out there is when it's Dollar Dog Night. Come on, man.
The only hope they have, Al, is my plant. You got to sign Aaron Judge. Sign Aaron Judge. Give him $500 million.
Oh, jeez.
Yo, Ange.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mad Mike. He been in witness protection program since I slaughtered him.
Mad Mike. Let me explain what's going on with Mad Mike, Andy. You beat his ass so bad that he has now disappeared from America.
He did call in to the afternoon show, I want to say, on Monday. And his take now is that he just wants to be right. And I'm going, dude, just give it up.
No, Andy, you really ruined the calling career of Mad Mike. I hope you know that.
Poor guy.
I mean, well, you think about what we debated. He claimed Jalen Hurts wasn't a franchise quarterback. Well, wrong on that one.
He looks foolish now.
Right? Wrong on that one. And then he also claimed Howie Roseman wasn't a GM.
Well, that's foolish also. And that
you're
is why.
What we're all seeing?
Well, that's why I don't even think he's going in public right now, Andy. Like, even these Jim Cramer appearances, he probably won't go there because somebody might know him, and then he'll have to answer questions.
100%.
Yeah, I think he probably moved to Arizona, got a new ID.
That's what I think. I think he's hiding from the mob also. Yeah, Andy, give me a way you know you're getting older.
All right, here's the deal. This is the way I know I'm getting older, but it's not a bad thing. Right. I get in my car. I don't put on a CD. I don't put on anything on my phone. I don't put on music. I'm listening to 94 WIP sports talk radio all the time in the car. Sometimes even pop it in when you get home.
I'll be honest. Our audience does skew on the older side, so that makes sense.
It's a good one.
He listens to us, Al.
Cool.
It's a sure sign of getting old.
Well, actually, it's amazing how many really young people
listen. I was going to say.
In fact, they have to know if you have any kind of business associates, to know what to talk about all day? What are people talking about in sports? It's kind of like mandatory.
We set the agenda right here
for what
you talk about at work.
Yeah, except this and list here. Yeah, this is making me very uncomfortable.
And we don't even charge, Jonesy. It's what we're about.
Excuse me.
215-592-9490. If we come back, we shouldn't charge for this because we got the guy you want to hear next, the great Jason Kelce. WIP Sports Time at 7:55. Going back to school means getting back to busy schedules, from the science fair to the ball field to the afternoon snack, the after-school snack. You're talking about being on the go, and you need to add a little tasty to your kids' day. Pack some delicious tasty cake, mini muffins, seasonal favorites like pumpkin baked pies or the classic crimpet. There's only one way to make your kids' day tasty. Anything else is a miss cake. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Well, the Phillies in serious danger, not making the playoffs. Lost a four.